Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Chav Dalid. We left off on Daf Chav Gimel on the base at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Karen Benson for the speedy and full Refuah Shleima for Simcha Binyamin HaKohen Ben Yocheved Yishtav Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. Also by Simeon Moshe Kleinman the Refuah Shleima for Rachel Malka Bas Tzurtel Shendel Shitushtav Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. And also in honor of David Yoshua Ben Avram by his three children on his 2-year anniversary of learning Daf Yomi with the Shir. You have inspired us with your dedication and continued growth in Yiddishkeit and Torah. And you should continue to go Maila Maila. So we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We left off again at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss how many psukim a person has to read when they're reading from the Torah and when they're reading from the Navi, and whether you're allowed to skip around from the Torah from one place to another place in the Torah and from one place to another place in the Navi. Then the next Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about a katan, a poche, and a summa, a katan, someone whose legs are exposed, and someone who's blind. Whether they can be, whether they can be a balkore, whether they can be mitargim, whether they can be poris al shema, whether they could be a shliach tzibur, and whether they could be noseas kapav. So five halachos about each of those three categories of people that are going to be discussed in the Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to discuss. The Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about a Kohen who has something that's unusual about him that might be a distraction for people. He has some sort of mum on his hands, or he has some sort of coloring on his hands that's going to cause other people to be distracted, and that's going to get us into the discussion about being mistakel at the hands of the Kohanim during Birch Kohanim, as well as other things that might disqualify a person. Let's say a person doesn't distinguish between the pronunciation of the letter Aleph and the letter Ayin, or between the letter Ches and the letter Hey, and how sometimes that could lead to giving a very wrong impression about what the person is saying. And then the Mishnah at the end of the page is going to talk about someone who has certain hakpados, that I'm not going to be over lefnateva, I'm not going to daven for an amud, wearing a certain type of clothing or whatever it is, that where a person makes his tefillin round or something like that. He does these unusual things where we have to be choshesh that maybe he has some sort of foreign belief system, that maybe it's a chashash minus. So let's begin at the bottom of Chav Gimel and Beis at the Mishnah. Hakari b'Torah leyivchos mishlosh psukim. A person who learns from the Torah has to learn at least three psukim. Lo yikra l'maturgaman yosrim pasuk echad. But the maturgaman should not do more than one pasuk at a time. Ubinavi shlosha. By a navi, if you want, you could read three for the maturgaman all at one time. And Rashi explains, im yirtza, if you want to. Belo ichbat lanim yita. And it's not going to be such a big deal if he makes a mistake. Lo nafka minayo ra'a. Because whereas when you read from the Torah, there are halachos that are being read from the Torah, so they were concerned that if you get something wrong and people hear it in translation, they're going to hear something incorrect. By the Navi, it's not going to be something that's the basis of Hora'a, so if he makes a minor mistake, it's not going to be as big a deal. But if the three psukim that are being read from the Navi are from three separate parshios, then you got to read them one at a time. Then you can't read them all three at the same time. Once we're talking about reading from different parshios, the Mishnah tells us you're allowed to skip around from one spot to another spot in the Navi in your reading of the Haftorah, but you're not allowed to do that in Kriyas HaTorah, to skip around from one place to another. Even when you're medalik, benavi, it should be smooth, meaning it should only be the amount of time that it takes. It should be the amount of time that it takes for the maturgaman to be mitargim what you said. But there shouldn't be a pause where there's nothing being said. So if you can get from one place, from point A to point B, while the maturgaman is still going, good, so then you can be medalik. But if you can't get there, then you shouldn't be medalik. That's too much of a diluk. So says Gemara, Hani gimel psukim k'neged mi. The Mishnah started out by saying that when you lain, minimum of three psukim. Why three? Samravasi k'neged Torah nevi'im uksuvim. The three correspond corresponds to the three sections of Torah, to Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. We had earlier machlokas whether three psukim corresponds to Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, or whether it corresponds to Kohanim, Levi'im, V'Yisraelim. Okay, so this seems to be assuming like that one approach, that it relates to Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. You shouldn't read more than one pasuk for the Metorgam, but by the Navi we said you can read three psukim at a time, but if you have three consecutive psukim that are from three separate parshios, then you got to read them one at a time. So says Mar, where in Tanakh do you have that? Where in Tanakh do you have three consecutive psukim and they're in three separate parshios? There's a break in between each one. So Gemar says, yeah, you have such a place. Kigo, and you have in the 52nd parak of Sefer Yeshaya, the pasuk says, Kicho Amar Hashem Chinam Nimkartem. So that's Yeshaya Nun Beis pasuk Gimel Chinam Nimkartem Vlo Bekesef Tiga Elu. And then the next pasuk is Kicho Amar Hashem Elokim Mitzrayim Yard Ami Barishona. The pasuk continues, Lagorsham Vashur Beefes Ashako. And then you have Vatamali Ponu Hashem. That the pasuk continues, Kiluka Chamichinam Mislavia Yailu Nu Hashem V'Samun Kaliyom. So you have three consecutive psukim, and each of these psukim is in a different part. So it's Nun Yeshaya Nun Beis Pasuk Gimel Pasuk Dalet Pasuk Hey. Medalgan Menavi Ve'in Medalgan B'Torah. We said you're allowed to skip around from one place to another in the Navi, but you're not allowed to do that in the Torah when you're learning from the Torah. Urimini, but I'll ask you, Stira Kore Achremos Va'achba Asar Va'akam Medalig. When we talk about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, the parshas that he's supposed to read, it says he reads Achremos on Yom Kippur, and it's a Mishnah Mesach Yuma that says that he does that, and then he reads Achba Asar L'Chodesh, and that's certainly a dilug because Achba Asar L'Chodesh Ashvi is in parshas Emor. So he goes from Achremos to Emor. So isn't he being medalig? And I thought we said that in Torah, you're never allowed to be medalig. I'm Rabbi Lokasha, not a stira. Kan b'kadeshi yifsok haturgaman. The kan b'kadeshi lo yifsok haturgaman. That we said that if you're going to be medalig only minimally to the amount of time that it takes the maturgaman to say the targum, then it's no problem. So as long as you're medalig Kohen Gadol would be medalig and Yom Kippur was a very short dilug, and therefore it wouldn't distract because the maturgaman would be reading during that time, and that's permissible. Says Gemar, what? You're allowed to do that in the Torah? V'ha'ala katani medalgin b'navi ve'ein medalgin b'torah v'ad kamuhu medaleg. We said that you're allowed to skip in the Navi, you're never allowed to skip in the Torah, and we said, okay, when you're skipping in the Navi, which you're allowed to do, how much are you allowed to skip? Ad k'deish yivsak haturgaman v'chal d'b'torah klal klal lo. We said the skipping in the Navi could be ad shelo yivsak haturgaman, but Torah is more chamur. Torah, you're not allowed be medalig at all. So how does this help to explain that by the Kohen it's ad shelo yifsak haturgaman? It doesn't matter. By the Torah, you're never allowed to be medalig. Elam Rabbi Lokasha, kan b'ninechad, kan b'shtei inyanos. There are two factors over here. There's yifsak haturgaman, that's certainly. You're never allowed to be medalig, not in Torah, not in Navi, more than yifsak haturgaman. But are you ever allowed to be medalig in the Torah? It depends. If it's inyan echad, you're allowed to be medalig in the Torah. If it's shtei inyanos, you're not allowed to be medalig in the Torah. You are allowed to be medalig in the Navi. So that's what we're saying, that when you're being medalic on the same topic that you're allowed to do in the Torah, but obviously actually of Sukhaturgaman. But even to a different topic, you're allowed to be medalic in the Navi, but even that is only actually of Sukhaturgaman. So that's what we're saying by the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. Certainly it's actually of Sukhaturgaman, but it's also Inyan Echad. And because it's Inyan Echad, that's why it's permissible in the Torah. Vatanya and the Brisa, in fact, tells us exactly this halacha, this Vatanya is Benichusa, that medalic in the Torah. You're allowed to be medalig in the Torah within one inyan and Navi in two inyanim. Kan v'kan, but both by Torah and Navi, b'kadesh l'yivsak haturgaman. You're only allowed to be medalig enough that it's not going to be that the Torgaman is still going to be being metargain by the time you find your place. Tanya idach, we have another brisa. Ein medalgin minavi l'navi u'benavi shel shnei masar medalig u'vach le'yadalim yisof v'sefer l'tchilaso. That you're not allowed to be medalig from one Navi Navi to another. But in Treyasar, you're allowed to be medalik as long as you're not medalik from the end of the Sefer back to the beginning of the Sefer. It doesn't mean all the way at the end back to the beginning. Rashi writes the Mafreya. It just means you shouldn't be medalik backwards. You should only be medalik forwards and not backwards. Prima Gadim raises the question, how we can be medalik nowadays with Kriyas HaTorah and a Tainus Tzibur in Parshas Vayichal to Psalucha, and he says that that's Inyan Echad. So if it's Inyan Echad, it's Mutal Lidalik. And then he says that since it's Shnei Olim, it's Mutal Lidalik. So in Shar Tzion, in the bottom of the Mishmur, it's Mekuf Mem Dalik. He says, where does he get that from? That you're allowed to be Medalik B'Shnei Inyanim if it's Shnei Olim? It doesn't sound that way from the Gemara at all. It sounds like you're not allowed to be Medalik at all in the Torah in Shnei Inyanim. That Shnei Inyanim is not allowed when it comes to Torah. Only Inyan Echad is allowed. The Meiri quotes that there are those who ask on the Minog that on Shabbos that when there's a chassan, there would be medalik in the Haftorah from Navi to Navi. They would read Sosasis, and then they would be medalik to the regular Haftorah of the day, meaning as a when it's a Shabbos Shevah Brachos and Shul or something, so they would read something in honor of the chassan, so they would say Sosasis, and then they would go to the Haftorah of the day. L'chari, now let it be medalik mi Navi to Navi. That's what it says over here. In medalik mi Navi to Navi. So some are miyashu the Minog that they hold that which we say in medalik mi Navi to Navi, that's only when you're trying to be mashlim your 21 psukim that you need to have for the Haftorah. But if you anyway have a full Haftorah and you're just reading a few extra psukim that are cheerful psukim for the sosasis in honor of the chassan, that's not called being medalik medavi lenavi. That's called just saying something cheerful in honor of the chassan. Being medalik medavi lenavi means when you're trying to fulfill your chiyuv. Chumas Hadeshen has a chuvin chelgal of simulchav, where he's miyashiv minig based on the Mordechai, that the reason you're not allowed to be medalik mi Navi l'Navi is because of Kavanat Tzibur, that they shouldn't sit there silently while you're rolling and trying to find the place. That was only in those days when the Nevi'im were ksuvim besvarim kisefer Torah. But nowadays, when they don't have these Nevi'im that are in scrolls, nowadays you have the Haftorah book and you just mark the page and you go from here to there. Not always so easy for people to follow that either, even with the instructions written on the side and showing in advance. Not always so easy to follow, but that's what the Chumash Darshan says. That's idiot proof. How do you not follow that? So it's not always so easy, but that's what they suggest. That's what Chumash Darshan suggests. Okay, says the Mishnah now. Hamafter Benavi, the person who's Mafter Benavi, who paris al Shema, vu over lefnei ateva, vu nosei eskapav. He has the rights to be paris al Shema. Paris al Shema means that we already had in the last Mishnah, Chav Gimel and Beis, paris al Shema means, you have 10 people that all davened already, biyachidus, and then they come together. They say, "Oh wait, there are 10 of us, and we missed all the dvarim shem kedusha." We did, so they could say kaddish and baruch hu, and they say the brach of yotzarar, and they say kriya shema, and they say the first few brachos of shema nesrei together in kedusha. So that's paris al shema. So the one who's mafter benavi has the right to be paris al shema. And so what does it mean? The one who's mafter benavi, paris al shema happens before the mafter benavi happens. So Rashi writes, misha ragil lahafter benavi tikkun chamshe paris al shema. When they look around in the room and they say, okay, which one of us should be leading this this abridged version of Dvarim Shabakdusha, so that the guy who normally is Maftir Benavi, doesn't mean it was Maftir Benavi today, because it didn't happen yet today. They're not even holding by the Haftarah yet. So Maftir Benavi, the person who normally is Maftir Benavi, he's Paris al Shema Vuhu over Lefnei Ateva. And he's the one that's over Lefnei Ateva. He's the one that leads the davening. Vu Nosei Eskapav. And he's also the one that's Nosei Eskapav. He's also the one that duchens. So the Achronim raised the question, what do you mean he's the one that duchens? If he's a Kohen, he duchens. If he's not a Kohen, he doesn't duchen. What does that mean, that he's the one? So Tos Yom Tov, he suggests that it's telling us that if he's a Katan, he's Einu Nosei Eskapav, but Aviv Nosei Al Yada. I mean, we mentioned that who Nosei Eskapav, because we're going to see later in the Mishnah that about a Katan, so we're saying that if he's a katan is not able to be Nosei Eskapav, his father would do it for him. Or maybe Nosei Eskapav means he's the one that begins the bracha, that when the Kohen would get up to Duchen, there would be one that would take the lead and that would begin the bracha. So maybe the one who is Mafter Benavi, he's the one that gets to take the lead. The Nitziv in Merom Yisada suggests that the minhag used to be that only one of the Kohanim would be Mevarich and be Motzi all the others their Chiyuv. And the Mishnah is saying that the Mafter Haftir is the one that does that. So that's interesting, because there's a famous Shuvas Beis Halevi where he says that you're dafka not allowed to do that. That when it comes to Nesias Kapayim, there is no Shomea Ka'ona. You can't have one person be Mevarich and all the other Kohanim listen and be Yotze in that way, because Beis Halevi writes that when it comes to Nesias Kapayim, it's not only Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona works to say that the words that that person is saying, it's as if when I'm listening, as if I'm saying it. But if there's a particular way that the words are supposed to be said, that's non-transferable. That doesn't come to me. We learned this when we did Aseres Bnei Haman and Daf Tazayin, when we spoke about how the Aseres Bnei Haman have to be done b'neshima achas. So that we said that's why there's a minhag that we're not yotzi with Shomea Ka'ona, that in many shuls where the whole tzibur reads the Aseres Bnei Haman themselves, because Shomea Ka'ona will make it as if I said the Aseres Bnei Haman, but the ofen in which it said the neshima achas, that it's not going to be transferable. That's what the Rugachever writes as well. So the Beis Halevi says when it comes to Nesias Kapayim, you have the same thing, that it's supposed to be done b'kol ram. So it could be that when the other Kohanim are hearing the one Kohen say the bracha out loud, it's as if they're saying the words, but it's not as if they're saying a b'kol ram. You need to be saying a b'kol ram. You need to be saying it loud enough for the tzibur to hear it. Ke'achal medaber al chaveru, like someone who's speaking to somebody else. So okay, so that's what the anyway. So the Mishnah says that someone who's mafter benavi earns the rights to do these things: to be paris al shema, to be over l'fnei ateva, and to be nosias kapavim hayakatan. And if he was a child, aviva rabba over naliado, so he can't be over l'fnei ateva. So his father or his rabbi will take over for him. Katan kori b'torah. Where it says aviv or rabbo, Turi Evan says if he's in lo av and yesh lo rav, so rabbo over Eliyadu. But if he has an av and a rav, so aviv kodem lo rabbo. If he has a father and a rebbe, the father gets precedence. Normally, you would say rabbo kodem li aviv, because the rebbe brings him l'chay olam abba, the father only brings him l'chay olam hazeh. But so it's not like other things where rabbo kodem lo aviv, because over here it's a chus and the cover for the katan and the aviv who yarshins him is zocha b'mitziuso, so he's kodem l'zchuzeh, meaning it's like a din in Yerusha. So a father is it's not a din in kavod that the child is giving to the father, because then you have to be mechabed the rebbe before the father. Over here it's a din in Yerusha that the father's yarshining it from the child, so only someone who's a bal Yerusha like the father would be able to get it. So katan kori b'torah u'metargeim. A katan is allowed to read from the Torah, he's allowed to be metargeim. Aveleinu paris al shema, he's not allowed to lead the being paris al shema. Ve'inu over lefnei ateva, and he's not allowed to lead the davening. He's not allowed to be a shliach tzibur. Ve'inu nosias kapav, and he's also not allowed to duchen if he's a katan. So that's a mouthful. That's a lot of things that he's not allowed to do. So says Tosos, wait a second. Just because he's a katan, he's not allowed to do it. I'll tell you even further. Ve'inu over lefnei ateva. He says, my area katan, afilu gadol nami in over lefnei ateva. Says Tosos, I'll tell you that even a gadol is not allowed to be over lefnei ateva. Elim kein nismal yizakano. It's not enough to be bar mitzvah to be over lefnei ateva, to lead the tzibur in davening, to be a shliach tzibur. You need to have a nismali zakano. You need to have a full beard. You need to be much older than that than a bar mitzvah boy. Kintani sof per kamaduchulin nismali zakano very last shliach tzibur v'leir lefnei ateva av binacher lo. That it's only when he gets to the point of nismali zakano that he's allowed to do it, not before that. So he says v'yishlomer dasa mari b'tani tzibur. There's certain more sensitive times where the shliach tzibur has to live up to a higher standard, but typically, like on a regular a Wednesday mincha, so then you can have a 13-year-old that leads the tzibur. But we're talking about a tiny tzibur. Okay, tiny tzibur is different. Deimur lefnei ateva el zaken v'ragil. And I, when it says nesmal zaken royal yos shatz, that means to be a shatz bekvius. But by akroy bi'alma, if he's just going to be a shatz every once in a while, that even if he's heavy beisaros, he's just not a katan. That's good enough. Then in the next tosos ve'eno nosi kapav, Tos says sounds like if he's heavy shtei sa'aros, he's allowed to be nosi kapav, that as long as he's a bar mitzvah, he's allowed to be nosi kapav. Aye, but there's a gemara in the first parak of chulin that ain't nosi kapav atshei smali zakano, that over there also in order to be nosi kapav he needs to have a full beard. Furthermore, Tos says it sounds in parak lulav hagazel that a kotan yodei alisias kapav cholken lo truma begorin vafilu katan mamish, that it sounds in the opposite direction, that even if a person is under bar mitzvah, he's allowed to be nosi kapav, because if you have a child child who's no seis kapov, you can give him your truma. You don't have to worry that he's not a kohen. If he's no seis kapov, he must be a kohen. So you have three gemaras that tell us three different ages to be no seis kapov. Over here it says when he's a bar mitzvah, he's able to do it. You have in Mesachas Chulin that no, it's only when it's nismal he's a kano. And then you have in Mesachas Sukkah that even when he's a child, even when he's before bar mitzvah, he's allowed to be no seis kapov. How do we reconcile these three gemaras? It says Tosus on the first wide line, the Yeshlomer Dahidulul Vagazul Mari im Kohanim Gedolim, Lilmor Lishanech, that in Lulva Gazul, when we say that a 10-year-old is doing it, that's for Chinuch, when there are also Kohanim that are over Bar Mitzvah, that are older, that are teaching him and doing it together with him. Over here, where we say you need to be Bar Mitzvah, that's somebody if he's going to do it alone. Vayidu Chulin, the Bayim Milu Zakein. Aye, what about the Gemara Chulin? Sounds like he needs to be even older. Mari Lisa Kap of Todir Bikvius. That's something about where he's going to be doing it constantly. So to do it Bikvius, he needs to be Mimali Zakein. Now, but Cry Bialma, Yachlu Lisa Kappa. But on a once in a while basis, he's allowed to be Nosei Kappa, Vafel Bishalon Nismali Zakanu, Kedei Lachzuk, Nafshi Bikani, even though he's not Nismali Zakanu, in order to establish himself as a Kohen. So yes, Enochinami, three Gemaras, three different ages, three different circumstances. To be Nosei Kappa Bikvius needs to be Nismali Zakanu. To be Nosei Kappa alone, without somebody else, needs to be Bar Mitzvah. To be Nosei Kappa together with other people and with Gedolim that are going to teach him, then he can even be a child who's able to be Nosei Kappa. So that's what Tosa says. The Pocheach, next category of person, is someone whose legs are exposed. So he also, Paris HaShema, he is allowed to be Paris HaShema, Umetargim, and it could be Metargim, Aval Eino Kari Betarbe, he's not allowed to be Balkare, Ve'eino Ovel Fnatev, he's not allowed to be Shlich Tzibur, Ve'eino Noseis Kapov, and he's not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. And then the third category of people, Suma, a blind person, Paris HaShema Umetargim, he could be Paris HaShema and he could be Metargim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kol Shalara Maros Miyamav Eino Paris HaShema. Then if he never saw before, so he's not allowed to be Paris HaShema if he's always been blind. If he's Eino Roa Maoros Miyamav, he's not allowed to be Paris HaShema. The Turi Evan raises a question that the base of Rabbi Yehuda is that he's not getting any Hana'a from Maoros. So being Paris HaShema, you say the Bracha of Yotzer Ma'ora, so that's why he's not allowed to be Paris Al Shema, because he doesn't get any Hana'a from the luminaries that we have in the sky. So since the base of Rabbi Yehuda is that he's not being Nene, so why is it only if Mishal Ra Ma'oros Miyamav Zeinu Mavarech, even if he once was had sight and now he's become blind, he shouldn't be Mavarech, because every day we say the Bracha, sounds like you're saying the Bracha on the Hana'a that you get from the Ma'oros that day, and today this fellow is not getting Hana'a from the Ma'oros. So he suggests that you find something similar by the bracha of Shalos Ani Goy, Shalos Ani Evid, Shalos Ani Isha, that even though it's a bracha on the chesed Hashem did with him at the time that he was born, and it's not going to change later on, since he had the schi of once to be mevarich on chazei amakom betchilas briaso, so the chum are mechayiv him to be mevarich each and every day. So by birchas maoros as well, since he was nene pamachas from the maoros, that chiyuv was chal on him, and that doesn't stop even though he's not able to see anymore. Meaning sometimes we don't. It's not a classic birchas nenin where each time you say the bracha you have to be getting the hana'a. Sometimes it's a bracha about one's station in life, and as long as one once was at that station in life, then he's locked in to that bracha for forever. Shalosani Evet, Shalosani Ish, Shalosani Gai. That happened when I was born. I'm locked into that forever. That's the, even though it's not a new chesed each and every day, it's the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me at the time that I was born. So that's what Tori Evan suggests. Maybe you have a similar thing with Yotzer HaMa'oros. It's interesting, Tosos over here points out, he says, Kasha, Da Rabbi Yudu, Dam Perkach Chovel Suma Potter Mikol Mitzvos. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that a Suma is Potter from all mitzvos. So over here it sounds like the Summa does all these things that only Mishla Maros Lo Yifros Al Shema Vim Kain I Airi Hacha B'Summa Afilu Ra Ma'oros Menistam Nami Mefarish B'Yushami D'Lo Ma'ir B'Summa Mamish Al Ma'ir Shub Bayis Afel. So he says one possibility is that maybe we're not talking about a real Summa, we're talking about someone who's only in a dark house and he's not able to see, so he's locked in a dungeon somewhere, so how can he say Yotzara Ma'oros? Va'od yesh lomer d'mayri shaper b'suma. No, maybe we are talking about a suma. That which Rabbi Yehuda patters a suma, that's minat Torah. But midrabanan a suma is chayiv in mitzvah. So Tosfos says, well, wait a second. A suma is patter from mitzvah minat Torah, and you tell me midrabanan is chayiv in mitzvahs. Well, let's take an example of somebody else that's patter from mitzvahs, or at least from certain mitzvahs. Do we say midrabanan der chayiv, meaning an isha? Nashim are patter from mitzvahs, say shazman grama. What if you have mitzvahs derabanan that are mitzvahs, say shazman grama? Would women be patter from that? Absolutely, women are patur from mitzvah shazman grama, even if they're mitzvah rabbanan. He says, I'll bring you a raya. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, when it comes to Dalet Kosos, women are chayiv even though mitzvah shazman grama, because afein ra'ibos ha'nes. Sounds like without a special drush of afein ra'ibos ha'nes, it's understood that women are going to be patur from mitzvah rabbanan, say shazman grama also. So why is it that when a woman is patur from mitzvah d'oraisa, we're going to say, and mitzvah rabbanan, they're also going to be patur from? Yet when it comes to a summa, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that a summa is pater from all mitzvos midaraisa, that they're going to be chayiv in mitzvos on the drabanan level. Why don't we say that they're pater midrabanan as well? So the Tosfos says because it's about all mitzvos, and if you were to pater a summa from all mitzvos, even midrabanan, he's going to be like a guy. He's going to have the same dinim as a nachri, and that can't be. It can't be that he's going to live his whole life just like that. He's going to be chashuv kenachri. So that can't be. But wait a second, over here we're not only talking about doing mitzvos, we're talking about being motzi others in mitzvos. So even if the mitzvos that we're talking about are mitzvos midrabanan, says Tosfos, didn't we say earlier that a trade rabbanan can't be motzi echad rabbanan, that a katan can't be motzi gadol mikra megillah, because a katan, first of all, mikra megillah is only drabbanan, and a katan's entire chiv and mitzvos is only drabbanan, whereas a gadol mikra megillah, his chiv and mitzvos is daraisa. There's only one reason that it's drabbanan, because the mikra megillah is drabbanan, and we said that's enough of a difference that a katan can't be motzi gadol. So how can assume be motzi regular people as people of sight in a mitzvah derabanan? Isn't the summa a trei derabanan and people of sight are a chad derabanan? So says Tosfos, afilu achi summa sheyesh bo trei midrabanan yotzi shaper acherim dekivon shu gadol ubardas adiv tfei mikatan. That there is no, it's not like a mathematical formula that a trei derabanan can't be motzi a chad derabanan. A trei derabanan of a katan is more than that. It's the fact that he's a katan. It's the fact that he's not a bardas. It's the fact that he's not the kind of person that should be able to be motzi people in mitzvos. Whereas a suma has a disability, but there's nothing fundamentally that holds him back from being able to be motzi other people in mitzvos. So then, even though he's a trade rabbanan, he can be motzi echad rabbanan. It's not a clear mathematical formula. There's a certain sense of who should and who shouldn't be motzi others in mitzvos. Okay, so now says the Gemara, my taima. What is the reason that the maftir benavi gets to do all these other things? That he's part of Shema, he's of Lefnei Teva, he's Nosei Eskapov, so Rav Papa Amar Mishum Kavod. It's an Indian of Kavod. What Kavod? Says Rashi, Lavi Lefnei Teva, Hol Mamzi Atzmo Davashenu Kavodo, Tikmi Lozu Lekavod. Since he made himself available for something that's beneath his dignity, or that's not such an issue of Kavod, to read the Torah, so therefore we give him other things to be mechabin him. Rabbi Arsimi Amar Mishum Dasi Lintzuye. No, it's because otherwise, if you don't have like a set protocol of who gets to be over the Fnei Ateva, then people are going to start arguing and fighting with each other. So we say, okay, let the guy who's Maftir Benavi, and it takes away any fights. My Benai would be the Nafkamina between them. Ig Benai David Bechinam. Nafkamina is if the Chazan doesn't get paid. So no one's going to fight over it if he doesn't get paid. But Mishum Kavod, we still want to give him some Kavod. So Tanan Hasam Vimhaya Katan Avivo Rabo over an Aliyado. The Mishnah said though that if the person who read the Haftorah was a child, so then his father or his Rebbe is gonna lead davening in his place. Well, yeah, Mishum Tziya Katan Bar Mishiu. If the whole reason is because that it's going to come to a fight, will a child come to fight over such things? Child's not going to fight over anything. Elamai Mishum Kavod Katan Bar Kavodu. What? So where do you want to say that it's about kavod, that we want to give kavod to the katan? Is a katan someone who cares about kavod? Katan doesn't even know about kavod. First of all, we don't have to give him any kavod, and second of all, he doesn't even know about kavod. He doesn't even have a yetzer hara for kavod. The yetzer hara for kavod kicks in much later on in life, right? So that's not something that's a concern. Eliika kavod aviv ukvod rabo. So achanami ika nitzuye aviv unitzuye rabo. That no, the issue is that it's not the katan's kavod; it's that the father or the rebbe is going to be all upset. How could you disrespect my kid? What they really mean Shechinus? How could you disrespect me through my kid? So we still have to worry about this. So just like they have that issue of kavod for the Avav Rabbo, you also have the concern that they're going to fight. Pocheach Paris al Shema. We then said that someone whose legs are exposed could be Paris al Shema. So Baimine Ulba Rav Me Abaye. Katan Pocheach Maushi Krabatora. Can a katan whose legs are exposed, katan's wearing shorts, can he be a balkore? Can he be kore betore? An adult, certainly not, because there's din of erva by an adult, but you don't have such a thing by a katan. He's not a bar chiyuva in anything. So I'm leviti bailach arum. Why don't you ask a question about if he's totally naked? Arum my time alone, mishum klotzibur. Obviously, no one would ever have a minute to put a naked kid up there to be kore betore, because it's a total lack of klotzibur. Sachanami mishum klotzibur. There's also a lack of klotzibur to put him up there to lane, even though it's not an erva or whatever else, but it's a lack of kavod tzibur. Summa paris al shema. We then said that a blind person, what a blind person can and cannot do. Satanya amalod Rabbi Yehuda harbei tzafel lidrosh merkava v'lo roa sami meim. Rabbi Yehuda had said in the Mishnah that someone who's lo roa meoros miyamav, someone who never doesn't know what the sun looks like because he's been blind his whole life, he's eno paris al shema. Because how can he be paris al shema? How can he say yotzar meoros if he's never seen the meoros? So frak the Gemara. Wait a second. Has anyone ever seen the merkava? And yet we read the pesukim of the merkava. So you don't have to see something in order to be a bar hachi to do. So lo roa samimeim, people darshan in the Merkava even though they never actually saw it. For Rabbi Yehuda would respond, hasam ba avnasa deli batali milsa hacha kamechavin viada vakamechavin viada hacha mishum hanahu valase hana. He says, no, when you're saying yotzar ma'oros, it's like a birchsanen, so it's a bracha on the hana'ah that you get from the ma'oros. This person never got hana'ah from the ma'oros. When it comes to darshaning the Merkava, that's about understanding the depth and the profundity of Torah and the vision in the Navi Yecheskel, so that's something else. And as long as a person has Havanas Halev to be able to understand it, that's good enough. You don't have to actually see it. And so we don't say seeing is believing. Seeing is Hana'a. To get Hana'a from a sight, you have to have seen it. But to believe and to understand, you can delve into the Torah and understand, delve into the Navi and understand. Rabbanan Islay Hana'a. And Rabbanan would say, you're right, it's about Hana'a, but guess what? A blind person also gets Hana'a from the sun, and he also gets Hana'a from when the lights are on in the room. Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Yossi taught us, Tanya, Am Rabbi Yossi, Kol Yama Yisi Mitzar Al Mikrozeh. Rabbi Yossi said, I used to always be bothered by the pasuk, Vayisa Mimashvish Mitzarayim Kasher Yimashe Shi'iver Ba'afela, that you're feeling around in broad daylight like a blind person in darkness. What kind of a metaphor is that? Like a blind person in darkness. V'chimach B'leiliver Be'nafela La'ora. I would bet a blind person does better in darkness than he does than seeing people do in darkness, because people are used to seeing, they're not used to the dark, so they're going to triple. You go to the blind museum and you're a mess. But blind people aren't always a mess. They adjust and they figure out. So what does it mean, like a blind person in darkness? Does darkness bother a blind person? So the light or dark make a difference to a blind person? So Acha Bamaisa the other till he says one time the following episode happened. I was once walking in the pitch dark of night for the Isi Suma, and I saw a blind man that was walking holding a torch. So Martila, I said, Bini, with all due respect, I just have to ask, Avuk Azul Lamalach, why would you carry a flashlight? You're blind. So Amali calls Mansha Avuka Biyadi Bine Adam Rowan, I'll see Matsin, I'll see me in a Psak, when I'm a coat in a barkanin. He says, because when I carry a flashlight, other people will see me and they'll make sure that I don't trip and they don't stumble on anything. So a blind person in the darkness can't be helped by other people. So that's why a blind person does say a bracha on, I think, La Halacha we paskin. I think Levi Greenspan told me that he asked the Shaila when he became blind whether he should say Pekeach Ivrim, and he was told that he should say Pekeach Ivrim every single day because other people will be able to help him. So the fact that there are people with sight is beneficial to those who don't have sight. So that's also worthy of a bracha. Okay, next Mishnah. Kohen Sheish B'Yadav Mumin Lo Yiseh Eskapav. If a Kohen has some sort of a mum on his hands, so he should not do Nesias Kapayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Mishnah Yadav Tzvua Satim Lo Yiseh Eskapav. Yes, paint on his hands, he shouldn't do Nesias Kapayim. M'nei Am Mistaklin Bo, because it's going to be distracting. Everyone's going to be looking at his hands, so he's not allowed to be, and that's going to be distracting for the tzibur, so he can't be Nesias Eskapav. Rashi writes, Am Mistaklin Bo, and the Gemara in Chagiga says that if someone was Mistaklin Bo Kohanim at the time that the Nesias Kapayim ain't of Kehos, because the Shechina is Shor Al Yadehen, that it causes one's eyes to dim when you Mistaklin at the Kohanim at Shas Nesias Kapayim, so we don't want people being Mistaklin. Tosas Chagiga asks on Rashi that that was only bismatch Beis Hamikdash Hayakayim, where the Kohanim were omdim al duchanim in the Mikdash and they were being revarich b'shem hamfurash. But when there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no makor in the Gemara that the Shechina shor al yadayim, and therefore mistakel behem is not in of chaos. We don't have that bismatch in Beis Hamikdash Kayim. So what's the issue? So Tosfos says that the din that says in our Mishnah is for a different reason. It's hesach hadas, that if you're getting a bracha, you need to be focused on the bracha. So if you're going to be distracted by, wow, look at that guy's hands, you're not going to be focused on the bracha. So it's nothing to do with the ein of chaos of the Shechina Shora al Yadayim. L'chora, neither of these things are nogea anymore. Because nowadays, the common practice is, nowadays the minhag is, that Kohanim cover their hands with the talus anyway. So you're not going to be able to see anything anyway. The Mishnah Berurah writes that you should not be looking at the hands of the Kohanim, Kadesh lo yasichu daito me'abracha, but Mitra Din, it's only Yasser if you really, really are mistakel a lot, where you're going to come to ask Hadas. But Re'iya Ktsas is going to be mutter. That's Dafka Bizman Shavis Midrash, where they were Mavarak B'Shem HaMforish, and the Shechina was Shora al Yadayim, was also even to do Re'iya Ktsas. He says, Nafkamina, what the Mishnah is saying is, Nafkamina between the reason of Ein of Chaos and the reason of Hesach Hadas is that Hesach Hadas only happens if you're really mistakel, if you're like really focused on it. Ein of Chaos happens even if you just glance, even if it's just a quick look, because the Ashras HaShechina, something that we're not, right? We saw that even Kamalo Sedek of the Shechina would have been overwhelming for Elio and Moshe. So for us on our level, the level of Ashras HaShechina, the Kohanim have on their hands in the Beis HaMikdash would be overwhelming for us it would be Ein of Chaos. But that's even a glance. Hesach Hadas happens only for a prolonged look. But nevertheless, as the Zeich LeMikdash Mishnah Berurah says, we try not to look at all. The thing is, Rama writes that Yedei Kohanim should be under the talus in order that people shouldn't be mistakel. Okay, once that's happening, the Pashto says, and there's no issue of looking anymore because their hands are covered by the talus. There's a question al pi Kabbalah whether that's appropriate, whether the Kohanim's hands should be under the talus or should dafka be out of the talus. So the Kabbalim seem to disagree what the Kabbalah's Arizal is about that, about whether the Kohanim should dafka have their hands out of the talus or dafka have their hands under the talus. But if you look nowadays, most people, almost everybody, I don't think I've ever seen a Kohen, once maybe I think I saw a Kohen who stuck his hands out of the talus. So typically, if his hands are under the talus, there's really no problem. Shabbat always looks right at the Kohanim during Nesias Kabbalah. Everyone's under the talus, he's just looking straight at them. So we asked him, why do you do that? He said, because their hands are covered. What will be? So he said, yeah, but why, like, why do you have to be different? Like, you know, I mean, we didn't say it that way, but like, well, everybody else is looking down, so why would you dafka look? So he said, because if someone is being mevarich, you really, the Derech Eretz is that you should look when they're giving the bracha, so that you know, panim al panim when they're giving the bracha. Elamai, normally you look down because of the ein of chaos or because of the hesach hadas. But when those concerns don't exist, then you should go back to the default, which is you're getting a bracha that you should look as you're getting the bracha. I wrote about this, I think, in my second sefer, I think the last piece, because we discussed. Once Shefter was talking about happy socks, right? If a Kohen has very exciting socks, is that a problem of Hesach Hadas? Because it sounds like if he has colors on his hands, that it's going to be distracting, and it's going to be an issue of Hesach Hadas. So there's what to talk about in that. It's a funny topic. Okay, so Tana, Mumin Sha'amru B'fanav Yadav V'Raglav. Says Gemara, when we say Mumin, it means on his hands, on his face, or on his feet. Amr B'Shua Ben Levi, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi says, Yadav B'haknios lo yusis kapav. If he has spotted hands, he shouldn't be nosei kapav. Tanya Amiyachi, Yadav B'haknios. The Bryce says exactly that if he has spots on his hands, he shouldn't do Nesias Kapayim. Akumos, Akushos, Lo Yisus Kapav. If his hands are bent forward or they're bent sideways, he shouldn't be Nesias Kapav. We used to have a Kohen in the Shul whose hands were bent sideways and he would leave every time they'd call up the Kohanim, so that he shouldn't be there when they call up the Kohanim. Amar Ravasi, Chifni Lo Yisus Kapav. Someone who's from Haifa shouldn't be Nesias Kapav. Tani Namiyachi, Emor Adin Lefnate, Veloanche Beishon, Veloanche Beis Haifa, Veloanche Tevonim, Nesha Korin. What's wrong with the people from Haifa? So it's not only Haifa, it's a bunch of places where they don't know how to distinguish between the pronunciation of the Aleph and the pronunciation of the Ayin. So Yair Hashem Panav Eilecha, instead of Yair with an Aleph, is going to be with an Ayin, so that's going to be terrible. You're going to have all sorts of negative messages that are being transmitted because they're mispronouncing the words. Amalei Rabbi Chil, Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi, Il Moli At Levi Pasul At Minaduchan Mishum Da'avi Kalech. That if you would have been a Levi, Levi, you'd be puzzled from singing the Shira in the Beis HaMikdash because you have a very thick voice, and it wouldn't that would disqualify you from doing the Avodas HaLevi'im in the Beis HaMikdash. If you look in Rabbi Kiva Eger on the word Ilmalei, he points you to the Tosos that we had on Daf Chaf Aleph, because if you recall, Tosos on Daf Chaf Aleph said Ilmalei sometimes is spelled with an Aleph and sometimes with a Yud. When it's spelled with an Aleph, it means if not. When it's spelled with a Yud, it means if yes. So Ilmalei at Levi, if you were a Levi, you'd be possible. So Asa Amalei Lavua, so he was very upset because someone just told him that if he was around when the Beis, if he was a Levi when the Beis HaMikdash was around, he wouldn't be able to sing. He was called a Baal Mum essentially. So he went and he told his father, so Amalei, his father said, Zilei Malei, go tell him, Kishata Magia Itzel V'chikisi LaHashem, Lo Nimtzis Mechayr from Gadif, you don't know how to distinguish between a Ches and a Hey. When you say V'chikisi LaHashem, it sounds like V'chikisi LaHashem, Chas V'shalom, as if you're being Mechayr from a Gadif, that you're striking Hashem. So that should be your response. Probably lost its luster after he had to go back to his father to find out what the comeback should be and then come back. It's better when you're able to have the comeback on the spot. Amar Rav Huna, Zvalgan, if a person has a lot of tears come down, Lo Yises Kapov, there shouldn't be no Se Kapayim. Vahuda, V'Shavusid Rav Huna, V'Ava Paras Yadeh, there was such a person in Rav Huna's neighborhood, and he was Paras Yadeh, he was no Se Kapov, says Mar, no, who Dashbi Iro, Hava, that was different, because everyone was used to him, so it wasn't a distraction. If he's Dashbi Iro, if everyone is used to seeing that mum, so then it's not going to be a problem. So Tani Namiach is Valgan Lisa's Kapov Mayudosh Biro Mutter, and if it's something that everyone's used to, then it's mutter. Tosus points out Vafilumuchabiyadu, because I'm Ryushalmi, Baukoin, Davi Yada Yakishi, Asal Kame the Rav Naftali, Amalei, Kimishata Dosh Biro Mutter. That this is even if he has a problem with his hands, but if it's something that everyone's used to and people see it all the time, so it's no longer curiosity, and therefore it's no longer going to be a source of Hesachadas. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Summa Ba'achmenam, some was blind in one eye, Lo Yises Kapov. Who Dava B'Shuvus Rabbi Yochanan Dava Paras Yadeh? How can you say that someone was blind in one eye? Cannot Duchen. But wasn't there someone in Rabbi Yochanan's neighborhood? And Rabbi Yochanan was the rabbi, and he let this fellow do Nesias Kapayim. Says Mara, who Dash Biiro Hava? That was also a situation where it was Dash Biiro. Everyone was used to it. Tani Namiach, Suma Bachtmein of Lo Yises Kapov. Vim Hayadash Biiro Mutter. But if everyone's used to it, then it's Mutter. Rabbi Damrayu Yadav Tzvus Lo Yises Kapov. That if his hands were colored, then he should not be no say. So Tana im Rovan Sheir Malachtun Bekaf Mutter. If most of the people in the town are painters, then it's Mutter. Next, Mishomer Eini Over L'Fneiteva B'Tzvuin Afpel Vonim Lo Yavor. If a person says, "I'm not going to daven for an amud wearing colored clothing," don't even let him daven for an amud wearing white clothing. B'Sandal Eini Over Afyachot Lo Yavor. If he says he's not going to wear sandals when he's over L'Fneiteva, even without sandals, don't let him do it, because this is a reflection of probably some belief system that he has that we don't trust him to be a Shliach Tzibur. Hoset Also, a gula, if a person makes round tefillin, sakana, first of all, it's dangerous, and second of all, vein b'mitzvah, he's not being mekayim the mitzvah. You need to have square tefillin. Natsna al mitzcho al pas yado, hareza derech minus, haminus. If a person puts tefillin on his forehead, or he puts tefillin on his palm, so that's a derech minus. That's not the proper way to wear tefillin. Tzipon zav, if he lays his tefillin with gold, v'nasa al besum kali shalo, or he wears his tefillin over his sleeve, hareza derech achitzonim. That's derech achitzonim. The reason for all these things, that if a person has these hakpados, that we can't let him be a shliach tzibur, is because we're afraid that maybe there's some minus, maybe there's some apikorsis. The Brisa tells us that if you have, that having square tefillin is halacha l'Moshe Misinai. And Rava says, what does it mean square? Bitfaran, the stitching has to be in a square. Uba alachsonin, it has to be a square on the angles, also have to be a perfect square. Amrapav Masis and Davida Kiam Guza. That our Mishnah is talking about where you make it ogul ke'egos. But if it's ogul ke'beitza ke'adasha, then it's then maybe it would be good based on our Mishnah. So it's not necessarily that the Brisa conforms exactly to the Mishnah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the last word on the page of Chavdal and Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom. Everyone have a wonderful day.